Hey, 1:38. I'm just getting up. Stayed up like super late last night. It rained all fucking day, right? So it's just like pouring. So I'm basically home the whole day. Then it stops raining at like midnight. So we go out walking around. End up just buying junk at the store and watching Stranger Things. And just stayed up till like fucking, I don't know, 4 in the morning. And then, so today I just slept. And here I am. Woke up, read the indictment news real quick. And here we are. So this is some indictments. No Jared. I was hoping for Jared. I didn't think it was gonna happen, but I just don't like that guy. So I went to see him. Oh, and Junior, of course. But Junior, if Junior ends up in jail, I'd be very happy. But today is well, it's October 30th. All right, let's do the news. Paul Manafort. Oh, there's that Kevin Spacey shit yesterday. That's fucking. He's probably happy that came the night before indictment day. But 14-year-old? Holy shit, Kevin Spacey. I mean, that's an Anthony Rapp, Broadway legend. A 14. It's weird. It's Kevin Spacey. I love that movie. I love the movie Usual Suspects. Kevin Spacey, sexual predator. Director Bryan Singer, also accused of a lot of monkey business. Alleged monkey business. I don't want to be drummed out of show business. But I don't think anybody listens to this. It's in show business. What do you think? I shouldn't say Bryan Singer's name.
Saying you're not calling up.
Oh, I was hard enough. Okay. So I thought for a second, Jacqueline thought I wasn't. I shouldn't say Bryan Singer's name because I get afraid.
That was the opposite.
She's saying no, say his name. But I don't know what he did. I saw a documentary called An Open Secret that you can only find on Vimeo about like all the Hollywood. Pedophilia stuff, and it sounds pretty fucked up, but I don't know. I forget some of the names in there. Of basically, if there's a man wanting to manage child actors, lock that motherfucker up, cause he is, check his hard drive, guaranteed, it'll land him in prison. So, but Kevin Spacey, another, he's kind of on top. I was saying that nobody goes out on top. They don't find anybody on top. He's past his prime, right? But he's still pretty high up. And to be accused by somebody else who's pretty high up. I mean, Anthony Rapp's not a movie star, but he's a Broadway star. And, let's see what. Oh, and then he tries to be like Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey did what I did. Well, see, here's the thing. I didn't attack a 14-year-old boy. I crashed my friend's car into a telephone pole in the Bronx, and then I said, "Hey, I'm an alcoholic," and I went into rehab. So then it was all about me being an alcoholic and going into rehab, and it worked. And I think Kevin Spacey heard that story. And tried this with like, he might have. He didn't say he did it, but he allegedly tries to fucking rape a 14-year-old boy or whatever he tried to do, and then says, "But I'm coming out as gay." You see, it's kind of similar, and it's not. I don't think it's gonna work for him. It works better if you don't. try to sexually, if you don't sexually assault a child, people are a lot more forgiving. And they're like, oh, that's too bad. But when you sexually assault a child, it seems like that strategy doesn't work as well. So, but he is out as gay now, even though we all knew he was gay. Carbon dioxide levels in atmosphere hit alarming new high, says UN. Oh, shit. Well, we're not going to do anything about it. Not as long as we got Scott Pruitt, that douche. Danish submarine inventor admits dismembering Swedish journalist's body. What the fuck? This guy invented this. He invented a submarine. I don't think he invented the submarine. Right? I mean, I would think. Submarine's been around a long time. I think the person who invented the submarine would not be alive. Inventor changes his story and now claims freelance journalist died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Well, this Danish guy sounds like he's in some hot water. I don't know what the journalist did to warrant such a dismembering. I mean, that's killing somebody. That's a big step. When you get to the point of dismembering, because I feel like it sounds like a good idea. I gotta fit this body in a suitcase. But I mean, that first arm's got to probably take for. Maybe this guy has some good tools, but I would say, yeah. I'm also just assuming I would start on the arms. Just seems easier. But I would say that first arm would be like, fuck, I'm really cutting up this body. Then you get that one down, and you're like, shit, I got another arm and two and legs? All right. It just seems like it would take a while, and it's gross. Oh, the mess. I mean, maybe this guy's real smart and laid down plastic and you know, did the whole Dexter routine, but had sharp stuff. But I mean, I'm just picturing I would have to do it with, like, I mean, we have a pretty sharp kitchen knife, but I don't know if I could dismember somebody with it. And then you see that you kind of get all the skin off, and then you're like kind of trying to get leverage with you. Put your foot on the body and you're pulling. Oof. I mean, all right. Well, I hope that guy goes to jail. I'm not trying to. Yeah, and then of course, I feel bad for the dismembered guy. I'm not trying to make light of it. Although I guess I sort of did. Eminem will donate his New Zealand lawsuit money to hurricane relief. Well, I didn't know Eminem sued New Zealand and apparently won. And I don't know which hurricane relief he's on top of, but good on Eminem for taking on those goddamn Kiwis and winning. And helping out some... why did he sue New Zealand? I don't know. I'm not going to read it. Pharma billionaire arrested on charges of bribing doctors to prescribe opioid painkillers. What is it? Why do they all have to make money off heroin? It's insane. It's like, couldn't you make something that got people high that wasn't heroin? Make a pill that's just fun. Make a fun pill. Call it a painkiller. And prescribe it to all of us, but don't make it something that's not like a heroin thing that kills everybody. Jesus. These scientists are fucking dopes. It's all about the opioids. They all want to get... All right. Well, stay off the opioids. Where if, you know what, and if at your work tomorrow everybody's dressing up for Halloween... just go put on something. It's easier. I would always not do it. And you feel good walking to work. I say that. You feel good walk. You feel on your way to work. You're like, God damn, I'm glad I'm wearing a costume. And then you get there. Everybody's wearing a costume. You're like, where's your costume? Just get a mask. Throw it in the car. Or in your backpack or however you get to work. And you put it on. Like, hey, look, I got a costume. Like, oh, good. It makes everybody else more comfortable. All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.